We're here with Tony Demolis with Diebold and Terry Ipsen of Diebold. Tony, maybe you can tell us what you do for the company.
I'm Vice President Technology for the Global Security Division. My job is to look at integrated solutions and blend some of our products into a holistic concept for our customers.
Fantastic. And Terry, what do you do for the company?
I'm the Product Marketing Manager for our ATM security and fraud solutions, and my job is to promote and leverage Diebold's experience and security.
Fantastic. It's good to see you both. Listen, the first question I wanted to ask you is, you know, we've been at the show for a couple days. You've obviously talked to a lot of financial institutions. What do you think should be top of mind with them? What should they be concerned with in the coming year?
Well, one aspect of concern would be, who are they doing business with, and are they who they truly say they are, to be who they are? So we have an identity and an authentication interest, and we provide a solution that allows them to normalize that into a back-end infrastructure that will give them support on helping them identify, authenticate, and be able to allow systems to use those identities for risk management, fraud protection, and return on investment.
Sure. No, that sounds right on target. You know, you've showed me a number of products, specifically the anti-skimming product, and the product here, which is named
Credential One, which is a credential management solution.
Fantastic. Maybe you can tell me more about that. It seems very pertinent to the concerns that we're talking about.
Okay, no problem. The Credential One trade name came about because we believe that every individual is a unique individual, but they can be identified through a number of different credentialing elements, data elements. It can be broken down into like three categories. One would be a biographical set of information, or demographic information. The second category would be biometric. And the third would be any type of digital information that can be used for electronic authentication, encryption, and signing of email, and using that digital certificate to embark on a way to have communication beyond just the biographical and biometric in authenticating to machines and so forth. And we brought all those together by an enrollment process where we capture all of those three categories through that registration of all that information and store it in a secure environment, and then ask the customer how he wants to use it. So if an individual needs a simple access privilege to open a door, or he needs maybe a biometric to log onto a computer, maybe a strong authentication to get into an application, basically what we call PACS and LACS, P-A-C-S, LACS, physical access control systems and logical access control systems, and we blended that together in a converged solution so that one credential that has been vetted and is stored can now be pushed either to a physical system or to a logical system and then authenticate access to each one based on the policy of the organization.
That's fantastic. And as we said, it can be rolled into role based provisioning as well.
Based on the profiles that you identify, whether it be a unique card or a category of individual, an executive or a manager, a group of individuals that have privileges that are based on that role, then we set up the workflow policy to allow that to be how we provision the system.
Fantastic. Well, listen, another product which interested me when you all showed me the demo a moment ago was anti-skimming and the anti-skimming-based product. Maybe you can tell me more about that, Terry.
Sure. Our advanced skimming detection technology was launched late last year. It has been integrated into all of Optiva's motorized card readers since January 1 of this year, and we're going to be introducing the same solution in our DIP card reader early next year. The technology works with a proprietary algorithm that Diebold has engineered specifically for our card readers that's able to detect a skimmer of any design or size or material. It's also able to discern whether or not it's normal hand and card movement or environmental conditions like rain or snow. So it really has a great way of avoiding false alarms. So once the technology detects the skimmer, it sends an alert either at the customer's choice to either up through the host Or it can go through an alarm panel, which could then in turn be sent to an alarm monitoring center such as Diebold's, to bank security personnel. If they do choose to send the status message up through the host, they can actually shut the terminal down if they choose to do that to help deter any more card reads from the skimmer.
That's fantastic. And from what I understand, you can even see when that card skimmer approximately was put on. You can backtrack and try to figure out who actually perpetrated that.
Yes, if you have the camera tied to a DVR, they can match the transaction information with the image and then be able to determine at what point in time the fraud took place.
That's great. Certainly useful to financial institutions trying to track down the bad guys. Generally speaking, what do you guys see as the, as general advice that you can offer up, maybe as a backdrop to these technologies, to financial institutions dealing with these skimming identity-based problems?
I would suggest that an approach would be one of a holistic nature, where if we're talking about identity and access management, look at all of the areas where a valid ID is going to be required and bring that into a solution that can be done in a cost-effective, economy of scale fashion. So rather than having a number of different silos or dedicated solutions that may or may not be interoperable, look at it from a holistic concept. Deploy a solution that is integrated so that if you have a single credential, for example, in my Credential One opportunity, by provisioning that, we can also deprovision that and take that information out of those systems. Now you don't leave any back door open that you fail to deprovision, and that becomes the back door that is vulnerable for your organization and now allowing people to come into that and perpetrate things that you prefer them not to do.
Sure.
And in that sense, we can provide a way to mitigate fraud, mitigate risk, and provide a simple management tool that could also produce return on investment. So cost effectiveness today is paramount, and we provide the technology to make that efficient to accomplish.
Yes. Certainly, it's going to be a turbulent year, and I'm sure they'll appreciate that cost savings.
Right.
As well as the anti-skimming product. Listen, thank you very much for your time, and
thank
have
you.
A great show.
Thank you.